Hi, everybody. Thank you very much for coming out. I'm a geek, right? And I watched television. I watched Channel 78, from the BC legislature. The live debates, right? Okay, so we got an opposition of two women, right? And had two men been elected, then they would have been granted official opposition status. But because the two women were elected and stand in as our official op, they don't receive all of the funding that they're supposed to be getting in order for them to do their jobs. So, I mean, that's just like one little tiny little sort of thing. And I don't understand how any MLA can sit there and tolerate the fact that there is no opposition. As MLAs, why don't they provide an opposition? Instead, they ask these phony, stupid questions. Can the government please stand up and tell me what a great, wonderful job we're doing about this or that? That's not a question for oral question period, and that is not an opposition. And I think, you know, maybe we should really hammer, you know, some of the people that believe in government, that the whole thing is, like, absolutely corrupt, but it's stacked against the women. It's all stacked against the women. So, sorry. Oh, hey. Also, like, many years ago, I was working in media over at CFUV Radio, right? CFUV Radio, as a media organization, has noticed that women are very important. They have, in fact, a women's collective where women can learn how to become broadcasters without males telling them how to do it, right? But it's also, it gives more of the funding from CFUV goes directly to getting women on air. So there's like women's on air collective at CFUV that you should get involved with. Get involved with your local media. But how many, you know, like women on air initiatives do they have over at CFAX, over at CKFM, over at the ocean down the street? How many times do they, you know, take that initiative to change things?